It's Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Lawmakers start voting today on a budget brokered by the governor and legislative Republicans. The state Supreme Court will release a ruling on the state's 1849 abortion law. U.S. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson weigh in on the Senate passing the Big Beautiful Bill. And Chautauqua's Liberty Fest kicks off tomorrow. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. A budget deal brokered by Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature has cleared a key hurdle just hours after it was made public. The legislature's budget committee passed it on Tuesday. The budget cuts income taxes by $1.3 billion and increases funding for the universities of Wisconsin despite a threatened cut. Democrats credited gains they made due to redistricting that forced Republicans to negotiate. The legislature is scheduled to start voting on passing the budget on Wednesday. The deadline for a new budget was Monday, but current funding continues until a new spending plan is signed. Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee are satisfied with the state budget compromise containing tax cuts. Bob Haig takes a look.
The deal reached with Democratic Governor Tony Evers cleared the committee on Tuesday. New Berlin Representative Mark Bourne.
Every budget's different, but this one was by far the most difficult budget I've worked on since I've been on this committee, by far the most difficult one since I've been co-chair. And the process was a lot different.
Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green praised the end result, particularly the tax cuts.
That's significant. $1.5 billion that I believe will touch virtually every citizen in the state of Wisconsin in some way. Okay.
The budget bill now goes to the full legislature, where the votes of state Senate Democrats will probably be required for passage. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Universities of Wisconsin system responds to the budget agreement. Sean Maloney tells us more.
UW System President Jay Rothman says the roughly $240 million increase in the system budget marks the largest overall increase in over two decades. Rothman says with the new investments, UW schools can do more to provide the educational opportunities students deserve and parents expect. The deal between the governor and Republicans does impose a faculty minimum workload requirement. The UW system had initially asked for a $855 million overall increase, and Republicans had discussed the possibility of cutting the system's budget by $87 million. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The state Supreme Court is expected to release a ruling today on Wisconsin's more than century-old abortion law. Raymond Newpert has the story.
The case, which will decide if and how Wisconsinites will have access to abortion care, is the last of the major cases from last session for which the court did not issue a ruling. At issue is whether or not more recent rulings on how Wisconsin was regulating abortions would supersede an 1849 law against infanticide. Legislative Republicans say that law was never taken off the books, despite Roe v. Wade rendering it invalid. Democrats, including Attorney General Josh Call, argue newer laws which allowed abortions but regulated how they could take place are what should be in effect. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has a new Chief Justice. Justice Jill Karofsky started her tenure after being voted in on Tuesday. July 1st marks the start of the court's term and former Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's departure from the bench after 30 years. Justice Susan Crawford won that seat in April. The court will retain its 4-3 liberal majority through at least 2028. Wisconsin's U.S. senators weigh in as President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Tax and Spending Bill passes. On the Senate floor, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said 17 million Americans will lose Medicare or Affordable Care Act coverage. Baldwin said the bill also strips food benefits from the neediest Americans to provide tax cuts for the wealthiest.
That is like stripping health care coverage from the entire populations of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa combined. The Republican bill gives people at the top 0.1%, the richest of the rich, a tax cut of more than $250,000 every year.
Republican Ron Johnson backpedaled on his previous opposition to the bill, voting to pass it. He did not speak on the floor, but released a statement in which he said the bill avoids a $4 trillion automatic tax increase and a debt default, which he blamed on former President Joe Biden and Democrats who controlled the previous Congress. Johnson called the bill a step forward, but warned there is still a long way to go to reduce spending. Celebrate America's birthday in Chautauqua this weekend. Amy Hockery lights up the story.
This weekend, Chautauqua will be commemorating the Independence Day holiday with its 51st Liberty Fest celebrations. Events run Thursday the 3rd through Sunday the 6th and take place all throughout the city. Liberty Fest organizer Jennifer Blatz previews the opening day's activities.
Thursday, we've got a golf tournament in the morning, donkey baseball at 2 o'clock at the city park, and then at 5 we've got the vintage baseball. We've got a food truck event at the beach pavilion on Thursday night, Hydra Slice, and then we have the block party. So we have Brian Stewart and band starting that off at 6 o'clock, and then Chris Cruzy and band from 8:30 to 10.
Other Liberty Fest events include the Grand Parade and fireworks on 4th of July Friday. See the complete schedule at ChautauquaLibertyFest.org. I'm Amy Hockery.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.